State officials say they have no records showing a Vermont state employee was arrested for having sex with a minor while traveling on government business in China in 2013 or 2014. That allegation by a lawyer in a case involving the EB-5 scandal has roiled the political world in Vermont. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Attorney General T.J. Donovan is now calling on the lawyer to turn over evidence of that alleged crime.
On Monday afternoon, after a 2.5-hour hearing at Lamoille County Superior Court, Stowe attorney Russell Barr left the courtroom to talk with reporters. Barr is representing a group of foreign investors who were defrauded by the massive EB-5 scam in the Northeast Kingdom, and he'd lured reporters to the hearing by promising a tantalizing revelation. Standing outside the courtroom with TV cameras rolling, Barr alleged that a Vermont official was arrested in China while on a trip to promote Vermont's EB-5 projects. Reporters then pressed Barr for the precise nature of the crime.
It was having sex with a minor. And one of the other officials on the trip actually bailed out that official. So we're trying to figure out who bailed out the other official.
It is, by all accounts, a disturbing allegation. But so far, at least, Barr has produced no evidence to back up his claim, and top state officials say they have no records that the alleged arrest occurred. Here's Attorney General T.J. Donovan.
We have no evidence within the state that this claim is true.
Donovan says that if Barr has information related to the exploitation of a minor, then he has a responsibility to hand it over.
Let me be clear. If it occurred and Russell Barr has evidence that a state official committed child sexual abuse, I am calling on Attorney Barr to immediately turn over that evidence to the proper authorities.
Governor Phil Scott says Barr's revelation on Monday was the first that he'd ever heard of the alleged arrest. Barr says the incident occurred in 2013 or 2014.
I was as surprised as anyone else when I heard about that, read about that this morning. Certainly startling, certainly serious if true.
And whether or not it is true is something Scott says he's asked his commissioner of public safety to begin investigating.
Trying to do a little fact-finding from our perspective, just to see what was done and what wasn't, and if there was an investigation that had taken place previously, that maybe that would lend itself to the conversation now.
Barr is representing investors who have filed a civil suit against the state of Vermont. They allege the state was negligent in its oversight of the EB-5 program. As such, Barr has a vested interest in making the state's role in the EB-5 program look as damning as possible. Barr says he's ready to trade information with Donovan, but only under certain conditions.
If they want to sit down and like we've been asking them to do for a long time, to investigate lots of activities, including this, I'd be more than happy to sit across the table and compare notes.
But state officials and the general public may get a closer look at what Barr has obtained soon enough anyway. Within the next 2 weeks, Barr says he'll file a court brief identifying the state employee that he says was arrested. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.